On FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move. On your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1. Joanna O.
Detectives investigating the death of a man in a block of flats in Ashford have charged another man with murder. Emergency crews were called to Bybrook Road in Kennington on Tuesday morning following reports of a man with a head injury. The 51-year-old was pronounced dead at the scene. 38-year-old Darren McKay from Beachholm Drive in the town is due before virtual court later.
KMFM News.
The sister of a man serving life for the murders of a mother and daughter in Kent nearly 20 years ago says she wants DNA from the scene to be retested. Lynn and Megan Russell were beaten to death on a country lane in Chillenden in July 1996. Michael Stone was locked up 2 years later and convicted for a second time at a retrial in 2001. His sister Barbara says her brother is still determined to clear his name.
I'm actually really proud of the way that he's coping in prison. He spends a lot of his time looking over his papers, looking at his case, liaising with different people and different experts. And his whole focus is about getting himself out of prison.
Egypt's military has reportedly found some debris from the plane which disappeared over the Mediterranean with 66 people on board. State media says items include passengers' belongings. France's foreign minister says there's still absolutely no indication what happened to the Paris to Cairo flight. Aviation expert David Learmonde says there are a number of things that could have gone wrong.
Although I think my money, like a lot of people's money, is on this being sabotage, it's not certainly that, because it also happened at night. It's when the pilots are at their circadian low, so you are not at your peak performance.
KMFM News.
A man who killed a woman in a crash in Kent whilst texting at the wheel is due to be sentenced later. Thomas Coleman's Peugeot smashed into the back of the victim's stationary car on the A259 near Brenzett in February. The 22-year-old from Sycamore Close in Lydd was found guilty of causing death by dangerous driving last month. The UK has become the first country in Europe to bring in laws requiring cigarettes to be sold in plain packets. From today, all boxes will be green, carry health warnings and explicit images showing the harmful effects of smoking. We've been asking smokers in Rochester what they think.
If you're a smoker, you're a smoker. You do it because it's an addiction, not because it's the brand.
It's not going to change anything for anyone, in my point of view. I think the people that already do smoke, they know what they want.
Personally, if I want to go and buy cigarettes now, I know what I want, I know what I'm going to buy.
Well, 75% of you voted in our Twitter poll at KMFM News, saying it won't affect the numbers of smokers. You can see the packets at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
Dozens of staff from schools across the county have been honoured at the annual Kent Teacher of the Year Awards. The event is designed to recognise the contribution made by teachers, support staff and volunteers. These members of staff all walked away with an award and say they're delighted.
It's a fantastic opportunity. It's a rewarding job anyway, but to be given a reward like this is brilliant.
It means a lot for all the work the family team put in a really tough and challenging circumstances.
And another new ride opens at Margate's Dreamland this weekend. Bosses say the 1930s chair O-plane has been restored and designed to fit in with the other vintage rides at the park. It'll start running from tomorrow.
KMFM Sport.
Cricket in England are doing well early on day two of the first test with Sri Lanka at Headingley. With more on that and the rest of the news this lunchtime, here's Kerry.
Well, Johnny Bairstow quickly overtook opening batsman Alex Hales in the race to get a century, but both of them are not far off 100. A short while ago, England were 233 for 7 in their first innings. Meantime, Kent get their campaign in the T20 Blast underway tonight. They're welcoming Somerset to Canterbury in the shortest form of the game. Play's due to get underway at 7. And in football, Manchester United manager Louis van Gaal says winning the FA Cup would amount to a successful season. His side missed out on Champions League qualification and failed to mount a series Premier League title challenge. They'll face Crystal Palace at Wembley for the silverware. Van Gaal says even if they had finished fourth, it wouldn't have the same excitement as a cup final.
I have read that the last FA Cup was 2004, so it's a long time ago. So also for Manchester United, it's a big title, I think.
And Andy Murray will face an as yet unknown qualifier in the first round of the French Open tennis. His most difficult route to the final, where he could face Novak Djokovic, is the last eight tie with Kei Nishikori before a meeting with defending champion Stan Wawrinka in the semis.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.
Read
Watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent at kentonline.co.uk.